Congressman Steve King has been in the news lately. On Sunday, the Iowa Republican took to Twitter to support Dutch far-right anti-immigrant politician Geert Wilders. King tweeted, "Wilders understands that culture and demographics are our destiny." Then the congressman added this line, "We can't restore civilization with somebody else's babies." Mother Jones reporter Tim Murphy took exception. So, Tim, your grandfather, Jesse Torres, was an immigrant from Mexico. You tweet something as well in response to Congressman King. It got shared hundreds of times. What did you write?
I just wrote that Steve King's 4th district, which is the district that my grandfather moved to when he was a very small child, when I guess he was what you would call other people's babies, you know, was built on these kinds of, you know, immigrants coming and, you know, meshing in, into some kind of fabric of a community that was like that in 1920. And it's been like that ever since. And he wrote a story about growing up in his little Mexican-American community, Lehigh Row in Mason City, Iowa, for the Des Moines Register about 20 or 30 years ago. And I just happened to find that online and put it up.
Right, which you attached to the tweet. Tell us about that and, you know, what we learn from reading that story.
Yeah, he wrote a kind of a memoir when he was about 70, looking back on his upbringing in Mason City in this small immigrant community. And it was clear, although he had moved on from Iowa, you know, that this was a community that had really stuck with him. And it was a community that had really, you know, stuck together through thick and thin. And it tells a different side of Steve King's district. You know, these are a lot of people in it. They happen to have come here in around 1920, but people have come in 1950. People came in 1850. You know, people are coming today. And, you know, Mason City and Iowa itself is filled with places like this.
So Jesse Torres, your grandfather, was a kid when he was living in this house on Lehigh Row. Your grandfather's own father, he worked for the Lehigh Cement Company?
You know, they lived in the company town. So I just kind of inferred from that story that basically everybody there was working for the Lehigh Cement Company. You know, it was, I think, during that time that bled into the Great Depression a little bit. And that story, he talks about, you know, hopping freight trains and trying to pull coal off of the freight train just to kind of get a little bit of heat. It was a, you know, in many ways, a tough time. It was not as tough as it would have been had they stayed in this, you know, dying mining town that they had moved up from. But there was kind of a cohesion to the community, even though they were outsiders in a way. They had teachers, you know, who helped them kind of assimilate into the United States and learn English and go on to college. And he ended up looking back fondly on this time and on this place.
I'm wondering in later years if you ever saw the where he lived in a kind of political way, the way we're framing it now.
I didn't, but I've had, you know, some experiences of reporting on Steve King's district, not in Mason City particularly, but he represents the most conservative corner, basically the northwest quadrant of Iowa. And while, you know, Lehigh Row is a place that was kind of built in the 1920s, there are a lot of small Mexican-American communities scattered across northwest Iowa. You know, the people there are not working necessarily in the cement industry now. They're working in agribusiness and that kind of thing. But it's the same kind of stories that are popping up now as would have been popping up then. And it's obviously become a political issue. This is something that Steve King has spent his career in Congress talking about. But if you talk to people in northwest Iowa and in Steve King's district, you know, they kind of recognize that these immigrant groups are kind of the fabric of the community and really contribute to the economy. They contribute to the culture of the area. You know, they play on the sports teams, they go to the schools. So I think the idea that even Steve King's district or even Steve King's voters are this homogenous is really misguided.
So while Congressman King says we can't restore civilization with somebody else's babies, the point you're making is, well, we actually built our civilization thanks to other people's babies.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the way it's worked before. And I think that's the way it's working now. And obviously, there are lots of issues and policy, you know, measures to work out in the years going forward. But Congressman King doesn't really have time to listen to those kinds of stories. And I think it's kind of missing out on that aspect.
Tim Murphy, a senior reporter with Mother Jones Magazine. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.